은혜 받으실 말씀을 대합니다.
This reading passage, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 3. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 3.
17장 3절 말씀.
17:3. I will read it. The repining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests hearts.
Today is the second part of 99.99. In the first message, I explain about the meaning of 99.99. Which is about a pure gold. Even though there is gold, depending on how much impurity it has, the value of gold, you know, changes. There are other jewels. Recently, I researched in the jewels. There are diamonds, small and big. And someone explained to me that usually smaller diamonds are more valuable because it has many cuts and less impurities. That's what I heard. So I thought to myself again that even though we have many things, depending on how much impurity we get rid of, our value can change too. I hope that you can find your impurities through the messages and through messages delivered by other pastors and get rid of them. Last time, I explained to you about how and why you face trials and refinements. And I make an example of 10 plagues. And when you didn't struggle against sin to the point of shedding blood, you faced trials. And I made an example of Jonah, who didn't overcome his trials with joy. And I made an example of Apostle John, who overcame trials with joy. Jonah revealed his evil, but Apostle John changed into a disciple of love. And I also explain how to overcome trials well. First, you have to rejoice and give thanks. And second, you have to give fervent prayers and with words. Romans 5, verses 3 and 4 says, "And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance, proven character, and proven character, hope." When we are full of grace, we can run this race of faith well. But when this faith of fullness runs out, we face trials. When we try to have greater faith, enemy devil and Satan interfere with our race so that to decrease my faith and to lead me into hell. That's what I explained. And through this, and through those trials, as we overcome them, we can understand more about God, and we can understand how to accomplish Spirit and the Holy Spirit. So through these trials and refinements, we can have greater hope for heaven. Without this hope, there is no reason to run this race of faith on this earth. From time to time, I thought to myself, if there were no heaven, and just as other churches talk about, if there are no different dwelling places in heaven, then we don't need to be, fervent in our, Christian lives. Many of you come to church early to take your seat. I think it happens only in this church. You compete over your seat in this main sanctuary. You come early in the morning to reserve your seat, right? I heard some people coming from other branch churches. And then they told me that in other churches, you know, they try to avoid the eye contact with their ministering pastor. But it is totally different. It doesn't happen in this church. You come early in the morning to reserve your seat. What about Daniel prayer meeting? Especially in special prayer meetings, I heard that you got your, you know, lunch or dinner boxes to reserve your seat from early in the morning. It only happens in Manmin Church, right? This week, I have many thoughts like this. Is it right to be called the heretic when it tells you to do goodness and serve your husband or wife well, to be acknowledged well in your workplace? Well, I don't think it makes sense. Senior pastor always told us to do goodness all the time, and he helped us not get sick, and to receive, you know, blessings, and to be acknowledged and recognized in the world. Well, that's what I thought this week. I believe that you also believe that you are blessed in the church. However, until we came to have this kind of faith, we passed through those in the times of refinements and trials to cut off from the worldly things. The first thing we do is cut ourselves from the friends of the world. Well, there are Christians out there who call themselves Christians. You know, they have many friends in many different fields. They value their family, their friends more than their Christian lives. So, but we cut them off. And we look for the way to Father God. And it is a way of blessing that we learn. And since we know that we overcome trials, since we have hope for heaven, as I said earlier, you know, if there is only heaven and hell, then we don't need to be diligent in our Christian lives. Well, my thought, to my knowledge, I mean, if there were no different dwelling places in heaven, senior pastor might be the poorest one. However, we know that there are New Jerusalems and different dwelling places. And we have to exchange the momentary life on this earth with the everlasting life in heaven. That's why we save our things and we endure. I mean, we even save money to buy our own house. We do that even on this earth. We save money for 10, 20, or 30 years, right? I mean, you give mortgage for over like 30 years to own your own house. But after you have that, you have your own house and you have to go to heaven, right? That's our life on this earth. But we know that there is heaven. We know that Father God exists. He's alive. And we have our senior pastor who increases our faith and lead us to heaven. So how blessed we are. 10, 20, 30 years on this earth. And we exchange the glory in heaven with that momentary life on this earth. So, as I said before, you know, as we live our lives like that, you know, we receive blessing of health, we blessing of, you know, finance, and money, and through our shepherd. And we solve many problems thanks to our, you know, shepherd. So, we should know we are so blessed until we realize the beauty of heaven. I mean, until we acquire the glory of heaven, we have to live diligent life on this earth. I mean, there are worldly people who face even worse trials on this earth. But in the Lord, in the space of the shepherd, as we give full tithe and keep the Lord's Day holy, we are protected by Father God, guaranteed. However, if you look at the worldly people, you know that they are, I mean, they are overthrown into trials and refinements and they struggle. So, in given time, which is, which might have been more difficult and worse than now. But in the truth, as you learn the Word of God, you are living a life of blessing. I hope that you can understand it and have greater hope for heaven in New Jerusalem. Today, I'm going to tell you about examples of the Bible and how they overcame their refinements to become pure gold. I'm going to mention about many different kinds of refinements or trials based on the Bible. First one is the trials that you receive because of your evil nature. The people face trials because of their deeds. They pile up evil with the words coming out from their lips, or they pile up evil. You know, as long as they have evil in their hearts, you know, they reap that. You know, worldly people and believers, they both alike, you know, face trials. And because of evil nature, sometimes, you know, people face, you know, cancers and serious diseases. It is the same with the Christians and worldly people. But as I said earlier as well, you know, the people of God, since they are protected by Father God, even though they are stricken with diseases, unless it is a serious and evil cause in the diseases, you are protected by Father God. As you live by the Word of God, you know, I deal with new believers, right? You know, I see them have, you know, dark, gloomy faces. And then I usually say like this, live a diligent Christian life and take a picture later and compare that picture with the picture of today. Then you will see how changed you are. You will have no worries, as in the, you will pray, you will depend on Father God, so you got nothing to worry about. So you have no struggle in your heart. So you will have less struggle in your heart. You will have, you know, easy and comfort life, so you will change. That's what I say. So because of their nature, they face many things, and because of them, you know, they face difficulties. So it's all because of your nature, evil nature in you. So let me take an example of Jacob to explain this. Jacob was a son to Isaac, grandson to Abraham. So, and Isaac married to Rebecca at the age of 40. And at the age of 60, he got twin sons. Rebecca prayed for 19 years to get twin sons. However, those twins already, you know, fought together in the wombs of their mom. Genesis 25, verse 22 and 23 says, but the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it is so, why then am I this way? So she went to inquire of the Lord. The Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb, and two peoples will be separated from your body, and one people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger. Now they struggled within their mother's womb. So, you know how Jacob was born. He was, you know, biting the sole of his elder Esau's, you know, the feet, right? If parents were in goodness, the lives of the children might have been changed. However, Isaac preferred, you know, Esau. Rebecca preferred, you know, Jacob. Since they have this, you know, biased love, you know, changes, you know, naturally occurred. Well, when senior pastor raised and dealt with, you know, three daughters, he said, we always said, Father is fair all the time. Let's say, one of three got 1,001. Then senior pastor divided into three. Let's say 1,001 means when it's divided into three, And it's like 301, 301, 301. And the one who got the money got in the 400 won. So 300, 300, 400. So whatever it was, senior pastor treated us equally, fair, in a fair manner. So as we grew up, we didn't complain. However, as I witness the parents deal with their children, I see that, you know, they like younger son better. So the elder brother doesn't like it, right? So when elder brother gets angry when his younger brother takes what belongs to him, you know, the elder brother gets angry, right? And they quarrel easily. And the parents, you know, easily scold the elder son. If they teach the truth correctly, they have to educate their elder brother, elder son, to treat their younger brother in love, and they have to tell them the truth. But, you know, most of the time, since the elder son got angry, that they, you know, rebuke their elder son. So what I'm saying is, in those cases, you know, they have like, you know, jealousy and ill feelings easily in their hearts. When senior pastor raised us, he always treated us equally. And as we went to, you know, middle school and high school, you know, he raised our, you know, pocket money, right? And he always explained. Since Mi Young Lee went to high school, you know, she needs more, so I raised her pocket money. You know, he explained like this so that, you know, we could understand why, you know, the senior pastor was doing it. So we didn't complain at all. We got nothing to complain. And we got never jealous of, you know, each other. We had no ill feelings against each other. Without that, we grew up. And we were so thankful when, you know, my sister or my sisters got better. So we grew up like that. And as I said, we could have that kind of hearts because, you know, my parents, you know, taught us right. So, please look back on yourself, how you raise your children. Now, Rebecca knew that Isaac loved Esau all the time. Since she knew that, she thought to herself how to give that blessing to her favorable son, Jacob. Jacob didn't love, you know, Esau, and he tried to deceive, you know, his elder brother Esau all the time. Now Genesis 27:35 says, and he said, "Your brother came deceitfully and has taken away your blessing." Jacob was deceitful. Jacob had this kind of evil heart. If you read chapter 25 of Genesis, you find a story that Esau sold his right of the firstborn son to his younger brother Jacob. Jacob knew well about the nature of Esau, and he took advantage of it. After hunting, Esau was hungry, and Jacob prepared a stew. Genesis 25:30 says, Esau said to Jacob, "Please let me have a swallow of that red stuff there, for I am famished." Then verse 31, but Jacob said, "First sell me your birthright." Esau said, "Behold, I'm about to die. So of what use then is the birthright to me?" And Jacob said, "First swear to me." So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. So Jacob was so deceitful and make sure that, you know, Esau, you know, sell his birthright. So Esau sold, you know, his birthright to Jacob like this. It was not only because, you know, that Jacob was deceitful. Father God knew the hearts of those two people. Esau was Esau was the man of, you know, going for a smaller one for his benefit. You know, you are listening to 10 plagues through Dr. Esther Chung, right? You may say, well, this is just a joke. But when jokes pile up, you may face trials, but you don't realize why those trials you face. So Father God knew their hearts, and Father God could not but choose, you know, Jacob. Genesis 26:34 says, when Esau was 40 years old, he married Judith, the daughter of Nabeeri the Hittite, and Basemath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite. You know, since Father knew Esau's heart, you know, Father God chose, you know, Jacob, even though Jacob was a cunning man. So, Father God refined in Jacob. So, for his benefit, you know, Esau sold his birthright. He just thought, you know, he was hungry and he sold the birthright, but, you know, he didn't have ability to keep the word of God. So Father God chose, you know, Jacob. So, just as Isaac said, you know, Esau had to serve Jacob. Now, Isaac loved Esau better. If Isaac had been changed into truth, then he might not have loved Esau better over, you know, Jacob. Isaac became very old, and he couldn't see well. He had no strength left. So, to give blessing to Esau, Isaac asked Esau to hunt and prepare something to eat. And Rebekah cooked goat and gave that to Jacob to serve Isaac. You know, Esau had, you know, much hair on his body. So, by the plans of, you know, Rebecca, you know, Jacob put, you know, hair over his body and cooked the dish and gave it to Isaac. But the voice was, you know, Jacob's. But, you know, Isaac touched the body and then he found, he found a lot of hair, so Isaac thought it was, you know, Esau, and he gave him the blessing. Genesis 27, verses 28, 29 says, Now may God give you of the dew of heaven, and of the fatness of the earth, and an abundance of gain and new wine. May people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master of your brothers, and may your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be those who curse you, and blessed be those who bless you. Now, Esau didn't know this, and, you know, Esau asked for blessing. Then Genesis 27, verse 35 to 40 says, and he said, your brother came deceitfully and has taken away your blessing. Then he said, then Isaac said, behold, I have made him your master, and all his relatives I have given to him as servants. And with grain and new wine I have sustained him. Now as for you then, what can I do, my son? Then Esau said to his father, do you have only one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. So Esau lifted his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said to him, behold, away from the fertility of the earth shall be your your dwelling and away from the dew of heaven from above. Esau thought it was not fair, and he wept, and he swore the revenge. Genesis 27:41. So Esau bore a grudge against Jacob because of the blessing with which his father had blessed him. And Esau said to himself, "The days of mourning for my father are near. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." And, you know, Esau was about to die. So Esau tried to kill Jacob. Then Rebekah heard it and made, you know, Jacob, you know, run away. Now, from this moment on, refinements for, you know, Jacob, you know, started. You know, he used to live a blessed life with his mother and father. Now, he, you know, ran away from his house and went to his uncle Laban. And he had to pay for what he had did to his Esau. You know, Jacob is actually a wise man if he got rid of, you know, deceitfulness and cunningness. So that's why he faced refinements. Since he was a wise man, when he worked for his uncle Laban, you know, he helped Laban to increase his wealth. He worked so well. And Laban tried to get hold of Isaac, and had many, you know, schemes. Laban had two daughters, Leah and Rachel. And Jacob loved Rachel. And Laban told Jacob that, you know, he would give Rachel as a wife to Jacob if, you know, Jacob worked for 7 years. So he worked diligently for 7 years to get, you know, Rachel as his wife. But on the day of wedding, it was Leah, not Rachel. So, Genesis 29:25, so it came about in the morning that, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, "What is this you have done to me? Was it not for Rachel that I served with you? Why then have you deceived me?" When Jacob said like this, Laban said it is a tradition to have the first daughter marry first. So, you know, Jacob, you know, promised to serve Laban for seven more years to get, you know, Rachel as his wife. So, you know, Jacob deceived, you know, twice, right? You know, Esau. So that's why he was deceived twice like this. So for 14 years he worked to get, you know, Rachel. So for the price of, you know, his deceiving of, you know, Esau and Isaac, you know, he had to serve Laban for 14 years. Romans 2:6 says, God will render to each person according to his deeds. He served his uncle Laban for 20 years, and he received retribution because of, you know, what he did to Esau and Isaac. Now, don't you think, you know, Jacob looked back on himself as he overcame that refinements? He lived abroad. And on his way home, you know, he begged for forgiveness from his brother Esau. And he humbled himself, and Father God met him, and Jacob was changed. Jacob was full of wisdom, but he didn't use the wisdom for goodness. He deceived others with his wisdom. And for that, the price for that was to live alone, away from his family, and he was deceived by his own uncle Laban. Now, Father God didn't force Jacob to face refinements. Jacob faced refinements out of his own, you know, his cunningness. But Father God made the refinements to make Jacob change to become humble man and trust in God. Later, Jacob was changed and received the blessing of the head of the house of Israel, as his name was changed into, you know, Israel. Even though Jacob received the refinements, you know that Father God didn't force him to faced that trials. He faced the trials and refinements because of, you know, his own, you know, cunningness. But Father God knew the heart of Jacob. Father God knew that if he got rid of that evil nature, he could have, you know, believe in God and become a man of, you know, good, you know, man of God. That's why he was refined and he became the household of Israel. Now, you face refinements and trials. Well, I didn't do anything wrong. Don't say that. You read the Word and reflect yourself on the Word. And what kind of have you have? Whether you have jealousy, hatred, selfish motives, greed, you have to discover yourself. You have to find the conditions why you are not standing on the rock of faith. You have to be very strict to yourself. Then you may realize that in given time, the refinements you face is not because you cannot say that, you know, you didn't do anything wrong, but you faced those in your refinements. Acknowledge it, discover yourself, over them, and change. Especially those things, you know, those words that you spoke with your lips. You know, those words came out from your evil heart. You have to, but you don't remember what you said. You don't remember what you said to your husband or to your wife, to your friends, to your brother or sisters. You don't remember. But in your prayer, you have to remember. You have to discover. You have to ask God for help to discover them and change yourself. So, first of all, I explained about the refinements due to your evil doings. Second one is the refinements to help you discover your evil original nature. Now, Job 1 verse 1 says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless, upright, fearing God, and turning away from evil. He left away from evil. But to help him discover his original evil, Father God showed his love to Job so that he could discover his original evil and repent and change to receive even greater blessing. To give him blessing, he faced that kinds of refinements. Now, there are two kinds of refinements for blessing. There were refinements done by the enemy, devil, and Satan, and the refinements done by Father God himself. Job was refined by the hand of the enemy, devil, and Satan. Well, in the end, the Father God allowed that refinement by the accusation of Satan to refine Job. In the course of overcoming that refinement, he completely changed and he received blessing. Nowadays, Pastor Dong Cho Shin explained this, you know, lecture on Job. So please listen to his message well and receive grace, okay? So I will skip that. And the third one is, it is the refinements to make you a bigger vessel in the providence of God. Joseph was a son of Jacob, who was born to Rachel, that Jacob loved. So through Joseph, I will explain the refinements. Since, you know, Joseph was a son of, you know, Rachel, you know, Jacob loved Joseph better than other sons. Even though he faced trials because of his father Isaac, who favored Esau over, you know, Jacob, he favored Joseph. Now, As you can see, if you don't get rid of evil from your heart, I mean like jealousy and hatred or ill feelings or, you know, fleshly love, if you don't get rid of them, eventually you will, I mean, it will pass over to your children and to your grandchildren. Think of Abraham. Abraham is number three in heaven, in heavenly rank. But Isaac didn't come into spirit, and that was passed over to, you know, Jacob. Now Genesis 37 verse 3 says, "Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his sons, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a very colored tunic." You know, since, you know, Jacob loved Joseph better than other sons, you know, he gave him the better clothes. And Leah and Rachel, they, you know, got jealous of each other, and they tried to take the love of Jacob, and they even gave their maidservants to Jacob. And many sons were born to them and to their maidservants, and because of them, you know, they were in the discord. And you can easily guess that, you know, those sons couldn't make peace easily. Now, Isaac loved, I mean, the Jacob loved Joseph better. So Joseph became arrogant, and because of dreams that he explained to his brothers, you know, he was more hated by his own brothers. Genesis 37 verse 6 to 10, it says, "He said to them, 'Please listen to this dream which I have had. For behold, we were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf rose up and also stood erect. And behold, your sheaves gathered around and bowed down to my sheaf.' And his brother said to him, 'Are you actually going to reign over us? Or are you really going to rule over us?' So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Now he had still another dream and related it to his brothers and said, 'Lo, I have had still another dream. And behold, the sun and the moon and even 11 stars were bowing down to me.' He repeated it to his father and to his brothers, and his father rebuked him and said to him, 'What is this dream that you have had? Shall I and your mother and your brothers actually come to bow ourselves down before you to the ground?'" You know, Joseph had this kind of dreams, and he valued his dreams, and he believed that Father God made them come true. At the age of 17, you know, the dreams about to come true. Well, he was not loved by others and received respect from others right away. It was actually the opposite. He was sold as slave by his brothers. He left his parents, his country, and he became a slave. However, because thanks to his faithfulness, he was recognized and loved by his master, Potiphar. He was the general, he was the high official in Egypt, the strongest country in that time, of the time. So for 10 years, he became a steward to Potiphar. However, Joseph faced another refinement. Potiphar's wife seduced, Joseph. However, Joseph loved God and revered God, so he was not tempted. One day, the wife of Potiphar seduced him, and then Joseph ran away from her, and he was wrongfully accused, and he was imprisoned. Now Genesis 39 verse 23 says, "Whatever he did, the Lord made to prosper, just as the Bible says." In a fleshly sense, his life seemed to be, not prosperous, but in a spiritual sense, it was prosperous. You know that through the result. Father God was with Joseph. And even in prison, he received grace, and he was able to interpret the dreams of the cupbearer and a baker of the Pharaoh. And because of this, he was able to interpret even the dreams of the Pharaoh. Then the Pharaoh realized that the wisdom of Joseph was from God, and Joseph became the prime minister of Egypt. Now, in the providence of God, he was refined in the prison, and he overcame them well. At the age of 30, Joseph became the prime minister of Egypt, and he made the dream that he gave to Joseph 13 years ago came true. When he was under the refinement, he was very low and was not prosperous, but later on he became the head of the state. So you have to know why Father God refined Joseph like this. At the age of 17, he left his country. After 13 years, he became the prime minister of Egypt. It cannot be explained without the work of God. Compare this with the refinements of Joseph. Since Joseph took care of his job, trusting in God, being faithful, he became the prime minister because it was the refinement that Father God gave to Joseph to make him a bigger vessel. So Joseph received great blessing since he became the second next king in Egypt. After he became the prime minister of Egypt, he saved Egyptians by preparing the famine for 7 years. And he saved Jacob and his brothers from the drought. And he made the foundation of the nation of Israel. Why did Father God give him refinements like this? Since he became the steward, even though he was a slave, his life was not so hard. However, in the course of refinements, he could learn economics of Egypt and its situation. It was the course of preparation when he became the prime minister of Egypt. Since Egypt was about to go through the 7 year in the drought and the famine, he had to understand the economics of Egypt well. That's why he became the steward man in the Potiphar's house. And he went to prison to learn how to rule people, how to deal with many things from the high officials. He learned many things in prison. Since it was the prison of many high officials, he had a meeting, he could meet many kinds of officials, and he learned wisdom. And he learned Egyptian language. He learned politics. He learned economics as well as other necessary knowledges to make Joseph be equipped with all kinds of requirements. Father God refined him. It was in the providence of God. I said, Father God knew his heart well. Through the refinements, Father God knew that Joseph would become a big vessel. So he himself refined Joseph so that he could save the country and his country of Israel and save his own brothers. He became a man of blessing. Now, there are duties that you have. You may have duties that you may think is go beyond what you can cope with. You may say, I cannot do that. You have to depend on Father God. You have to believe that Father God will lead you. By that faith, you have to take the duty. Then you will receive a blessing to become a bigger vessel. And Father God will use you as a bigger vessel. From time to time, you may face duty that you think it has nothing to do with you and your knowledge. But as you do the duty, you may make mistakes. Then sometimes you may have to learn many things that you didn't learn before. You may have to learn computers and other languages. As you do so, you got different knowledges and education, and you deal with people. You learn many things, and you become a bigger vessel. But if you say, I cannot do that, if you doubt your ability, then you cannot become the bigger vessel that Father God wants to lead you to. Please, examine yourself in this field. If you believe in Father God, even though the duty is greater than what you are able, then believe in yourself and Father God. By the faith, take care of the duty. Then, by the lead of Father God, everything you do will be prosperous. Well, I've never done this before. I cannot do that. Some people say like this, then I say, let's say, when you drive for the first time, you got scared, right? In the beginning, since you have never done before, you may say, you may think you may get scared. Well, I made a metaphor like this. If you practice playing the piano for 30 minutes an hour, 30 minutes a day, every day for a year, then you will learn how to play the piano. Well, you may have to practice more to become a good pianist, but if you practice like that, 30 minutes a day for a year, then probably you can find chords. You may play a beautiful basic songs, right? Well, try it if you want to. But you say, I cannot do that because I've never done play before. In the Lord, many of you make that kind of confessions. You've never done something before, so you say, I cannot do that. It's difficult for me. I cannot do that. I cannot deal with that. Even before you do it. So please look back on yourself. When Father God leads you, Father God gives you something that goes beyond your cope. But it's not because you cannot do it. Father God gives it to you because you can do it. You can manage it. But you are scared. And you don't believe in Father God that much. That's why you don't experience the blessing of God. Well, let me tell you this. When I deliver messages, as I told you this, I was very silent in my family. I don't talk much. I don't even say thank you. I'm so shy like that. I'm so quiet. By the grace of God, I changed. And I realized this. Whoever said whatever, I will obey. Now, Mrs. Bonglin Lee told me to read lyrics in Daniel Prayer Meetings. When it was my first message that I delivered, when I did that, my pronunciation is not clear. People ask me to make a clear pronunciation. Even though I made an effort, I didn't make any clearer in the pronunciation. So many people came to me and said, ask me to pronounce it more clearly. You know, when I heard that, I practiced again and again. But, you know, Mrs. Bonglimi told me to read, you know, lyrics in Daniel prayer meetings. So, since I made decision to obey, I said amen, but I started to worry. However, I heard many things from many people, you know, announcers, you know, in the practice with the pencil over their lips, and I heard this kind of many, you know, practices. So I did that by myself to pronounce it well, to make, you know, clear pronunciation so that, you know, congregation can hear well. So I made a practice. Now, I was not a servant of God back then. But now, it helps me greatly. I believe that Father God made me practice so that, you know, I can deliver messages on this art now well. I'm so thankful to Father God. Back then, I think I presided in a special Daniel prayer meetings twice. It was so difficult for me. But I said amen. And I did it. But then, Father God, I said, Father God, I don't know. Well, you please help me. It's your job now. Of course, you know, I prepared it. I prepared myself, but all those, you know, practices made me a preacher on this altar. Father God gives you duties you think you cannot deal with. However, Father God knows that you can do it. So Father God gives the duty to you. And while you manage it, you have to believe that Father God makes you a bigger vessel. So make an effort and prepare yourself well. Learn from others. Discover yourself. If you do so, then that will become your ability. You have no idea how Father God will use you. Only Father God knows. Depending on whether you obey or not. Well, it's up to you. If you don't obey, if you know the will of God, if you're stubborn, then I'll do whatever I am pleased. It means that, you know, I live my life as I am now. Because Father God gave you, you know, free will. However, if you obey, if you commit yourself to the hand of Father God, then you will receive blessing of God. The shepherd is the example. Senior pastor was so shy. He couldn't ask anything. He couldn't ask a favor from anybody. However, from this altar, he rebukes you. He points out evil. He is so strong. However, you know, he always worries about, you know, our hearts and reads our minds and try to be tender. But according to the will of God, he manages everything. We also have to manage things like this and given time with given duties. We should be thankful to what Father God gives to us. And believe that Father God gives the duties to us to use us for His kingdom. We have to realize this, believe that, and commit ourselves to the hand of Father God. If you do so, well, we don't know. You may become prime minister of this country. Nobody knows. As I said, if you obey, if you don't do evil, but live the life of God, it's word, you can make it. But if you make a negative confession, then you cannot do it. Look around. There are people who say, you know, I cannot do that. You know, I am so scared to do that. Well, 5 years later, 10 years later, No, they are still the same. However, there are people who try to overcome them. Even though they know, they think that they are not able to make it, if they make an effort and actually overcome them by faith, with the obedience to Father God, no matter whether it is a trivial thing or not, you know, they become an able man. As a wife, as a housewife, I mean, if you're a housewife, then if you're not good at cooking, then you may learn, you know, many recipes from the internet and from your friends. Well, you know, I'm not good at cooking. You know, my husband does not like what I cook. Well, you don't make an effort, right? Someone is a wife and she hates cooking. Then, you know, the husband is not happy. And now, you know, she is working so hard to, you know, learn cooking. And she tries to make, you know, various shapes of, you know, some, you know, boiled eggs or, you know, fried eggs. And even with the same, you know, material, you know, vegetables, you know, you can make, you know, various dishes, right? Now, in a fleshly way or a spiritual way, don't say you cannot do it. I hope that you can become an able man, both in spirit and flesh. So I made an example of Joseph and how he overcame his refinements. He was refined by Father God himself, and everything he did was prosperous. For 13 years, he managed what he faced well, and he became the prime minister, second to the king of the country, and saved people. I hope that you commit yourself to Father God and become a blessed man. Now, the fourth refinement is the refinements that you receive due to your nature. You face refinements because of your nature. There are cases like that. Well, among those new Christians, some people experience this. You know, there are people who are very active, easygoing, and others are very shy and stay home. Those introspective people, after they become full of spirit, they become talkative. Why? Because they receive the fullness of the grace and they want to preach the gospel. So they become talkative. Well, he used to be a very shy man. He was very quiet before. No, they changed. And they speak out loud and preach the gospel to people after they receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. On the other hand, those, you know, the easygoing people, those active people, talkative people, became very quiet because their natures got changed. In the truth, I had that experience a lot. Father God uses people based on their nature, but at the same time, He refines them to have a good nature in God's perspective. By overcoming refinements, their nature got changed. Shy and quiet people become very active and bright people, and those too outgoing and active people become a very gentle and quiet people. Now, Pastor Mi Young Lee is opposite to my nature. She is very active. She is very bright. Many people feel happy when they listen to Pastor Myung Lee, and many people become very quiet after listening to my sermon. The people react differently to us. You know, Pastor Myung Lee is so bright, and she makes people happy all the time. And I try to do the same. But, you know, so I try to make the congregation happier. I thought about it many times. Now, I heard from Pastor Myung Lee that she thought of the opposite. Many people become happy, but, you know, many people told her that, you know, after listening to Pastor Myung Lee, you know, they were able to look back on themselves. And so Myung Lee is changing the way, changing what she does now, and I'm changing what I am doing now. So many things are working in harmony. So you have your own outstanding nature and talents. But Father God refines you to make all the natures that you got good for Father God's kingdom and for yourself too. So Father God gives you the best opportunity to make you the best instrument for Father God's kingdom. That's why Father God refines you. Let me make an example of Elijah, the prophet, and what kind of nature he had, and how Father God refined him, and what kind of man of God he became. Elijah was so humble, he didn't make conflict with anybody, which means it is the look of Elijah after he was changed into spirit. Before that, he was so weak. Now, there are people who are arrogant or who are very confident of themselves. However, Elijah was not such a man. If you read the Bible, you know, Apostle Peter, Apostle Paul, they were very confident of themselves. They were very active, passionate, right? And then through refinements, you know, they became humble, they broke down themselves, and but Elijah was weak, and Father God refined him and made him a very courageous, you know, prophet. Elijah always thought himself as a man of shortcomings. He lacked, you know, in confidence. He didn't have any ambition as a man. He always thought he was short of many things, so he didn't insist on himself. When other people have other opinions, no, he always submitted himself to them. Since Elijah didn't make any conflicts with anybody, wherever he went, peace was not broken. In a fleshly sense, he was weak. But, you know, it was the foundation of becoming a great prophet in a spiritual sense. Father God knew his heart, and Father God valued the goodness of Elijah. So, he chose him to make him a great prophet. He was so weak, he had no arrogance, he had no pride. And Father God chose him because of that. Upon calling of God, Elijah thought to himself that, I was so weak. How can I manage God's work? He got scared like this. He had no confidence. However, in order to become a great prophet, to become a man of God, his weakness should change in the spirit. That's why Father God refined him. Elijah told the king Ahab they will be drowned. And Father God told Elijah where he had to hide himself. And 3 years later, God told Elijah to go to Ahab and said there would be rain. Well, because of the drought, you know, Israel had many difficulties. And then Ahab the king thought it was all because of Elijah. And he tried to, you know, capture Elijah. You know, Elijah might have lost his life. But Father God told him to show himself to Ahab. So Elijah obeyed God, and he went to Ahab. And he defeated with the idol worshippers, 850 of them, in the mountain of Carmel. Elijah overcame his weakness because he never let go of communication with Father God. Since he thought he was not a man of capabilities, he always tried to make a communication with Father God, and he always tried to know where Father God will lie. Since he couldn't do anything, with a humble heart, he begged for Father God's help. And he communicated with Father God to receive Father God's help. And Father God gave him answer, and Elijah overcame his weakness. And Father God gave him the great, you know, courage and power so that he could overcome by his faith. Even though he brought down fire from heaven and Jezebel, you know, threatened him to kill him, he was scared. So he even asked God to kill him. However, through these experiences, he had faith that even though it is impossible in the sight of God, when Father God works, it can be done. Even though he didn't get rid of weakness right away, he was not disconnected from Father God. He clung to Father God and received God's help. So after the refinements, he confessed to himself that I am unable man. I cannot do anything. But by the strength of God, I can do anything. So he had this goal in his heart, and he could glorify Father God greatly. In a fleshly limit, he cannot do it. But he realized that Father God can make it, do it. So he just obeyed the will of God. Only by faith, Elijah obeyed God, so that Father God made him manifest things which were actually impossible in the fleshly space. Now he made the confession of faith all the time, and he didn't let go of the communication with Father God. As you can see, Father God chose men of many witnesses, but Father God gave him strength and reveal His glory through them. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27 to 29 says, But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to shame the things which are strong, and the base things of the world and the despised God has chosen the things that are not, so that He may nullify the things that are, so that no man may boast before God. Elijah was originally so humble. He had no himself, so he didn't make conflict with anybody. But his weak nature changed through the refinements of God, so he obeyed God, and he communicated with Father God, and he was changed, and he became a man of God later on. The basic is, he had weaknesses. Even the weakest man, if the weakest man can obey the will of God and commit himself to the hand of Father God and depend on Father God and pray to God and believe in the strength of Father God, then when he is humble, he can do it. But there are people who believe that, you know, they can do it. And there are people, without faith, they say that they cannot do it. They want to avoid the situations. They don't want to challenge. They don't want to challenge themselves. because of the kind of, because of such hearts, you know, they don't believe in God and they become unable to do whatever they face. If you, so please look back on yourself whether you believe in Father God and depend on Him so that you can make true confession just as Elijah did. Let me conclude this message. Today, I deliver the second part of 99.99 and how people in the Bible became a man of God after overcoming those refinements. There are many, many different kinds of refinements. And if you read the Bible, you can see that Jonah faced refinements, but out of his evil, he complained against God. That's what Jonah did. However, those who truly believe in God, they overcome themselves as they go through refinements. They become humble men, men of obedience. Such a people can be used by Father God greatly. You have to realize this. As you have this faith, you can stand on the rock of faith and enter Spirit and Holy Spirit. Through Joseph, we examine the refinements due to the evil nature, and we examine the refinements that Father God gives to help people realize their original evil or to make them into bigger vessels. And we also examine the refinements due to their nature, and with the example of Elijah. It is a blessing if you overcome refinements in Father God. However, Father God gives us free will. So it's up to you whether you can overcome those refinements in a short period of time or not. Father God does not make you suffer. You may complain that, you know, others have blessing of finance, and so they don't understand what I'm dealing with. If you, you know, make an excuse like this, you know, you cannot overcome your refinements, even though it is for like 10 or 20 years. However, if you find the answer in the Word of God, Father God said, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all situations. And if you are thankful for the fact that you met Shepherd and came to this church, and if you are thankful for the given hope for heaven in New Jerusalem, just as Mrs. Bonin Lee said, you know, in the meeting with the pastors, you know, she called himself a woman of blessing. Out of 7.2 billion people, he received the blessing to become a wife to a senior pastor. When she was on the refinements, you know, she couldn't make that in a confession with confidence. But now she makes the confession by faith with confidence. Now, to overcome your refinements, you have to make a confession of faith in any given situation. Whether you are wealthy or not, whether you have, you know, troublesome children or not, the most important thing is you have to discover yourself and the shortcomings. And you have to make the confession of faith and rejoice always and give thanks in all situations and pray all the time. Then the time of refinements, as you overcome it all by yourself, based upon your choice, you can make the time of refinements shorter or longer. Father God gave you free will. With your free will, you can obey or not. We heard from Mrs. Bonin Lee, what is the way of blessing? And she testified to what she did and how she received blessing. Now we heard that. Now it's up to you whether you believe it and obey. If you did, then you will receive blessing. No, but you know, I have to go out and I don't have time to pray. I have to make money. If you come up with this kind of excuses, then you cannot get away from your situation, your current situation. So it's up to you. It's up to your choice. If you just obey the will of God, if you overcome refinements by committing yourself to the hand of Father God, and then you can overcome the refinements in a very short period of time. Since we face trials because of the sin that we committed, in the course of overcoming trials, we have to find the love of Father God and to repent and get rid of evil. Then we can run toward heaven, and we should be thankful for that. We committed sin without knowing it is sin, but through refinements, we realize it was sin. Then we can live a blessed life. We should give thanks for this. Like many forefathers of faith who overcame those refinements with obedience, with commitment, I hope that you can overcome your refinements to be used by Father God greatly. You discover yourself and what it was that you didn't obey. Look around. Look back on yourself. Then you have to realize that you made this current situation. The darkness went away when you obeyed. When you didn't, you were in the darkness. You complained. Then you were in the hand of the enemy, devil, and Satan. But you didn't realize it. You talk negative things all the time. So you welcome the hand of the enemy, devil, and Satan, but you don't realize it. You are not wise eventually. So don't be unwise like this. Be wise. Obey the word of God with thanks and joy and overcome your refinements. As we live our lives on this earth until the Lord comes back, we have to overcome refinements because it will continue to become a bigger man the Father God can use. And the life on this earth will be exchanged for the life in heaven. I hope that you can realize this and fill yourself with hope for heaven. Let's think over the message and pray together.
Nee 죄로 인해서 받는 연단들 또 아버지 그에 대한 대가들을 우리가 말씀을 통해서 들었고 또 아버지 하나님 또 우리 가운데서 아버지 어떤 마음으로 나와야 될지 어떤 큰 것으로 또 이루시고자 하는 그 연단들 또 내 승품으로 받는 연단들 아버지 각가지 유형들에 대해서 살펴보았습니다. 그 외에도 아버지께서 주시고자 하는 축복의 연단들도 있고 아버지 내 죄로 인해서 악으로 인해서 더 아버지 깊게 받을 수밖에 없는 그런 연단들도 있지만 아버지께서는 그 모든 것이 우리를 향하신 사랑임을 마음 중심에 깨닫게 하시고 더 변화와 생명으로 나을 수 있도록 축복 가운데 인도하여 주시옵소서. 감사하며 우리 주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on the screen. Lay your hands on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hands on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and the internet, and on GCN TV, in local churches, local sanctuaries and branch churches around the world. Give them the faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerve tissues and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities go away. May the light come. Father, please scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria, all contagious diseases such as cold, flu, fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations. Go away. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs, back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains. Go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases. Go away. All kinds of paralysis. Be loosened. Get up. Walk and leave. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away, that there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, and evil forces, go away. And their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirit, unclean spirit, false spirit, deceiving and separating spirit, and all forces of darkness. Go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their family, workplace, and business. Give students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. And please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.